Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So we have this story here. It is, we rarely read from press releases, but it's just out. A Kansas City resident attending college in Boston has been arrested and made his initial court appearance today in federal court in Massachusetts, facing federal charges related to an arson at a Tesla business in Kansas City, Missouri. Owen McIntyre, 19 years old, is charged with one count of unlawful possession of an unregistered destructive device and one count of malicious damage by fire in interstate commerce. 19 years old, goes to college in Boston. The cyber trucks that were destroyed had sale prices of $105,000 and $107,000.
Oh, they're not cheap.
They're that expensive?
It's my understanding they were Molotov cocktailed.
I believe that is correct. What was this guy doing here?
He's
visiting
a student,
mom and dad?
Presumably home for break or whatever, because he's a college student in Boston, but from Kansas City.
Yep. Used a Molotov cocktail, allegedly. Wow. These are federal charges. Right. Bye-bye.
Listen to this story. A 63-year-old woman, God bless her, was seriously injured in Kansas City after she drove her car into a construction zone at KCI, follow me here, and threw a hole in the interstate. Listen, the Missouri State Highway Patrol says just before 9 o'clock last night, emergency crews were called to I-29 and Mexico City Avenue. That's always where you go to get off.
Right.
But I think right now it's closed. When they got there, they found a 63-year-old Platte City woman had been driving a 2016 Ford Flex north on the interstate when she traveled into a construction zone. She continued in the far right lane where crews had recently removed part of the road.
Oh, God.
Despite multiple warning signs. Troopers indicate that the driver hit piles of concrete that had been removed from the hole before she drove into the hole itself.
Is she alive?
She is critically injured.
Mm. This is from Fox 4. A Kansas City father and son have been charged in connection with a fatal dog mauling that took place last year. You remember this case? This is the case of, let me get his name in here. It'll come to me as soon as I see it.
God bless him. That's the awful case where
Chris,
the guy...
Chris Culbertson, I think.
The guy was on the bicycle and was mauled over 20 god-awful story.
I don't see the... yeah, there it is. Chris Culbertson, 46 years old. John Thibault the second and John Thibault Sr., both facing one count of first-degree involuntary manslaughter and one count of second-degree assault in connection with the death of 46-year-old Chris Culbertson. Jackson County prosecutor Melissa Johnson announcing the charges today. Quoting here from the prosecutor, owning animals comes with the responsibility of properly securing them. When owners neglect their duty to maintain adequate fencing or ignore warning signs of aggression, they put innocent lives at risk and face serious criminal charges.
Good.
The dogs were chased away by police officers using air horns and sirens, and they fled through gaps in a chain link fence to John Thibault the second's yard. The fence was improperly installed, allowing dogs to enter and exit the yard as they wanted. And apparently, according to this story from the Daily Mail out of the UK, 70 is the new 50.
Really?
Huh.
I'd like to sit with 50 for a while, please.
Boomers are being urged to work well into retirement age after research by the International Monetary Fund rejoiced that 70s are the new 50s.
Okay.
A World Economic Report by the institution noted a sharp rise in the silver economy with people aging healthier. The report, compiled from data from 41 countries, revealed a person who was 70 in 2022 had the same cognitive ability as a 53-year-old in 2000.
Really? You know what it is? Sudoku.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. It goes on to say, in addition, better health is also associated with later retirement, working more weeks per year. Better health.
Yeah. Later retirement. They've done studies on this, Scott, that when you retire, you tend to decline. You do have some mental decline when you are not doing tasks that engage your brain every day. That's why I mentioned Sudoku. Sudoku?
I believe it's Sudoku. But working more weeks per year is also good for your cognitive health. Dana said off mic,
I'd rather be dumb.
It's a real thing, having purpose. You don't use it, you lose it.
Yeah, that's right. I'll be darned. 70's the new 50. All right.
And nobody can afford to retire anymore.
That's partially true, yes.
Debbie Downer over there. We have Festivus Friday coming your way in 30 minutes. The airing of the grievances. It is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com.